In these notes, I have collected a series of formulae concerning the exponential of matrices or operators that are often used in quantum mechanics and in the analysis of many problems in physics. This is essentially supplementary material which is not strictly needed for the exam, but which may interest some of you that, I mean, if you want to know the derivation of some results, you can find them here. There are only two things which are really relevant, and the first result is the Baker-Campbell-Hauster formula, which is given at page 5. In general, whenever you have two operators, the exponential of A times the exponential of B is not simply equal to the exponential of A plus B. This only happens if A and B commute. In general, the exponential of A times the exponential of B is the exponential of a complex function of A and B. This function can be derived as a series. So if you write the exponential of TA and the exponential of TB, then the result is the exponential of CT, and it's possible to compute C of T as a power series of T. Here you will find the derivation of the first terms of the series. The important property is that C of T can be written as a sum of nested commutators of A and B. So C of T, you can read it here, C of T is report is expanded at top of page 6, so is C1 of T plus C2 of T square plus C3 of T cube. So C1, as is written in the middle of the page, is simply the sum of A and B, which would be the classical term. C2, which is written slightly below, is one half of the commutator of A and B, and C3, which is written slightly below, is the sum of two terms which contain two nested commutators, so the commutator of A with the commutator of A and B, and the commutator of B together with the commutator of A and B. And in principle, one can go on, compute the next term of order T to the 4th, C4, which contains nested commutators of A and B. This is the general structure of this formula. In the following, we will not need the exact expression for C of T. The only property that we will need is that C of T is a collection of commutators of A and B. This is the important property which we will need in the following. Now let's use this results. I will only need the first correction, which is written here, to compute the expression which is discussed at page 7. So we want to compute the exponential of epsilon alpha b times the exponential of epsilon a times the exponential of epsilon 1 minus alpha times b, where alpha is a number and epsilon is a small parameter, so that we can just keep terms of order epsilon square and epsilon cube will be discarded. And so we use here the formula, which is the exponential of a times the exponential of b is equal to the exponential of a plus b plus 1/2, the commutator of a and b. We won't use the additional terms. So we use this formula to put together the exponentials. So we first take the exponential of epsilon alpha b times the exponential of epsilon a. We use this formula, so first is the sum of the two terms which are the argument, the exponential, so it's the sum of epsilon a plus the epsilon alpha b, and then we should take the commutator, so we get the commutator 1/2 of the commutator of epsilon alpha b times epsilon a, and then the additional terms are discarded. And so we obtain that if we put together the first two exponentials, we get the exponential of epsilon a plus the exponential of epsilon alpha b, and then minus epsilon squared divided by 2 alpha times the commutator of a and b. I've just exchanged a and b in the previous expression, and this gives you a minus sign. Then we should include the third exponential, which again is done exactly as in the previous formula. It's just a question of collecting everything. And then we obtain that the product of these three terms, which are written at top of page 7, can be written as the exponential of epsilon a plus b plus epsilon squared divided by 2, 1 minus 2 alpha, commutator of a and b plus terms of epsilon squared. So we see that if we take alpha equal 1 half, so we separate the terms, so we put b halves on one side and b halves on the other side, then we get the exponential of epsilon a plus b with correction of order epsilon cube. And this is another proof, if we remember how we do the approximation of the Liouvillean, that our approach gives rise to corrections of order delta t cube. Because if you say that a is LQ and b is LP and epsilon is delta t, this is exactly the factorization that we have used for the full Liouvillean. And this derivation is just another check that the error in our approximation, in the Verlet approximation, is an error of order delta t cube.